B-Pod Studios.
Sub app. Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We're at the Toucher and Rich radio program. Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. And Rich is back.
It's good to be back.
Yes.
Hi.
He's back, right? He's back right here in studio.
Yes, good to be back.
After vomiting... massive diarrhea.
I did not have the squirts. I would admit
well,
if I did.
You're too.
It was just coming out one end this time, not two.
You're too humble.
But I do want to, and I hate overselling things, but you got to be here at 8. You got to be here at 8 o'clock. We have another edition of Everybody's Angry in Brookline, Brookline 911, and we got a batch from the gods. This morning, 911 calls. Yeah, so we have some very good ones. As a matter of fact, as I said, there are some people behind the scenes who work in Brookline and who would like to remain anonymous who are, I guess, cheer us on every time we do this because they're like, now the world gets to see what we have to deal with on a regular basis. And I have to say, every once in a while, I get like texts and tweets from this person. And they inform me on some of the things that might be coming up on the show soon.
Oh, they steer you in the right direction.
Ah. Oh, yes, they do. And each one is funnier than the next. And it's just this city. It's something about this city because I'm starting to learn that there is a location in this town that is almost the vortex of all
anger. Washington Square?
No, it's not Washington Square.
It used to be.
Washington Square is pretty bad. Like, there's a decent amount there. But there is a huge collection around a certain spot that we'll discuss at 8 o'clock.
Because Washington Square, before it became hipster heaven, was a was awful.
Oh, it's still very bad.
It was the worst place.
The names of the streets and stuff that are used, there's quite a few right around the area that you used to live.
Tappan Street, anywhere around there, but they've now built like the Regal Beagle and little cute places like that.
No, it's funny because I had Mike Lockhart come in the room this morning, and he was listening to a couple of them with me, and even he was just like, man, that's just kind of ground zero, isn't it? And I was like, yep, there is a section of Brookline that I'm now starting to identify that just generates more. Like, if there was a heat map that showed where most of the calls come from, this would be like a dark red. Like, this is where most of it, like, generates. Tappan Street, that's like a... Like a light purple. It's like you're almost there.
Okay.
But you're not quite in the red zone.
All right. Well, I was listening to This American Life because Hardy told me to, and there was something about being on TV, and it was about cops. And have you guys heard of like live police or something like that? It's a what's it called, Bird? Live PD. And the manipulation that comes with the thing on Copped, and they're alleging that the cops crew will tell you if you do not agree to be on television, if you don't sign the waiver, that they will put you in jail. A lot of shenanigans around cops.
I've heard about that. I've heard there's certain ways that they have coerced these people into agreeing to have their faces shown.
And also there's allegations that if they find someone who is like drunk and funny that they arrested, that they'll just keep going back there, that where they normally wouldn't, they'll just keep going back and finding these people. So there are and then there was a story of an old lady who just called 911 to talk to people, and they made a big show of going to her house and being nice to her, and while so just fraudulent. So if there was a Brookline cops, that would be interesting.
It's
to me.
A show I'd watch. I would watch that show. There's no question. There was one show I was watching with. Oh God, there's so many of these reality shows, but this one was called like. Oh man, it's filmed in the hills of West Virginia, and I mean it's just in the absolute. I don't even know if it's West Virginia, but it's like someplace in the Appalachian Mountains, and
where they
just
like
complete
speak
backwoods.
Their own language.
Well, it's just I mean it's like these like total hillbillies, and there were these two people who, much like our guy, was someone cut his beard and was forced to eat it. There was a fight over like who owned a lawnmower or something like that, and a guy came outside of this person's house and shot a gun, and they got a call from the person who lived next door that the bullet had gone through the wall and it had shot this dude while he was in his bed. But the thing was that they show up and the dude said he'd just been sleeping for the past 3 days. And when it shot his leg, he's like, I was going to get up and I was going to call someone, but I was watching my favorite TV show. So the dude's like bleeding to death, but he didn't want to get up and call anyone because his favorite show was on.
Well, the idea is that some of these things are fraudulent. And then they coerce them into signing the release.
This one, it may have been. This one seemed kind of real because it was almost like you can't fake this squalor.
They bring a story up about a woman who's been arrested several times for being intoxicated, and she was, you know, living in a trailer, and they just kept going back there and back there and back there just because they thought it was funny. And then they would show footage of the police laughing and saying she was a repeat offender. So cops, no, 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 no. And they said the cops show off for it, that normally when they wouldn't arrest someone, they would arrest the people based on their participation in the show.
Well, we've seen that before. Like they'll extend traffic stops and ask questions that are somewhat unnecessary, because it seems like somebody's either telling them to, or they're like, you know, showing up for the camera.
So there was a story where they go and they arrest this. They go. There's two man and a woman. They're 18, and they're sitting in a parking lot. And the way cop shows is the guy goes in, finds this substance, and uses this test, and goes, "Yeah, that's cocaine." But what really happened is that he was in the car for 15 minutes going around, and he had to test it three times for it to come up as cocaine. And then they went to the police station, and it was not cocaine. It was not a drug at all. And they did not show that on television, meaning that this young lady and this man were part, it was shown on TV that he had spent all, that he had been arrested for cocaine possession when that was not true. And Rich, the cocaine test they do on the side of the road, unadmissible in court. Yes, that's right. I told you right to your face.
Well, I mean, there was
inadmissible.
What was the show? To Catch a Predator. They got in a lot of trouble too because apparently
the guy killed himself. Well, right?
And then Chris Hansen just disappeared. Like, I mean, he went away. He was one of the. I mean, honestly, he was a pretty big star.
He was a hotshot Detroit guy that was a man on the street.
Oh, was he? So he went from the Detroit thing to doing.
Yes.
Okay,
he was a big guy. He covered the white boy Rick situation. He was a big guy when I was a kid. He was the big, like, undercover guy for the Detroit news station. So, yeah. And then he got himself in some hot water, as they like to say. That will happen when you're in front of someone's house and they killed themselves and you're not sure if they're innocent or guilty. You know?
That was weird. Like, I mean, but there was also before that a bunch of, like, gray area as to how they were getting these people. Like, there would be one of these people who would be chatting with someone online, and you would have to dig really far into their bio to find out how old they were.
Yeah.
And apparently some of the people were saying online, I have transcripts that show that they said that, and they were in chat rooms that you had to be over a certain age to go into.
Right.
So you would go in assuming that they were of a certain age, but then by something really, 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 really deep into their bio where you have to click, they said over five different things to get to it, it would show that their birth age was like 16.
Yeah.
So they were
coercion.
Yeah. There was like a lot of kind of shady ways they were entrapping a lot of these guys. That's why a lot of these court cases didn't hold up, is because they're saying we were entrapped.
Well, what's funny is they would like have a folding table like out back, and they would just be like prosecuting these guys or giving them, you know, arresting these guys at this folding table because they were just churning them out. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, now that a Catch a Predator is gone, I think that we're all a little less safe. All right, Rich, what's coming up? I got to know what's coming up in the stack.
Well, we have so much Antonio Brown stuff to discuss. Bill Belichick speaks, and Drew Rosenhaus doesn't help the situation.
No, there's a lot going on here, a lot of moving parts, and it doesn't look good. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What's up? This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich, Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We often play a promotion for the food podcast, and I'm wondering if anyone's ever listened to it.
I listened to it. Well, I listened to 5 minutes of it.
Not good.
I didn't enjoy it.
Not good.
That's my personal opinion.
I think somebody
that I know and care about, I wish did it. Like, instead of a guy that I've never heard of before.
Well, it doesn't seem like that anyone would ever listen to that.
In concept, you know, something about the food around town, and if there was an entertaining personality doing it, I'm telling you, if Joe Murray did it, I'd listen to it.
No, we've talked about this before.
Joe Murray.
Oh, Joe Murray.
If it was Lipschatz just eating, that would be the podcast.
That's right.
Is that they would present him a bunch of food, and then they would go, okay, here's, this burrito, and then you would hear him eating it, and he would go, good.
He's called Schatz Amazing.
Yeah, And then they'd follow him into the bathroom and they'd measure his bowel movements.
Right. And that's how you would rate the food.
Yeah.
On the poundage.
Right. Exactly. They would weigh and measure.
Yes.
All right. They're showing fall leaves falling.
Well, I mean, it's almost here.
Yeah, there's no summer.
Well, it has been 2 days since it was announced that a civil suit was filed against Antonio Brown by his ex-trainer, alleging, of course, 3 different cases of sexual assault. And as of this very moment, he's still an active member of the New England Patriots.
Yeah, very well handled yesterday. We were talking about it all morning, and that you would expect the only guy that acted like a human being was Slater.
Oh, and McCourty. They're both great.
I didn't hear
McCourty. We'll play both of those because you're right.
Okay, because Slater acted like an actual human being.
And he said everything that should be said by someone who actually has feelings and isn't a robot.
Yeah. Belichick came off as a major prick.
Well, let's get to that because yesterday, Antonio Brown did practice, yet he had not been assigned an official number yet.
Oh, wow.
He was wearing the number 1 at Gillette while catching passes from Tom Brady. But before all of that, Bill Belichick was scheduled to speak to the press, and it was indeed a full house, CNN, Fox News, as well as all the regulars, and they were there to find out more about Antonio Brown. But after Bill, of course, talked about the Miami Dolphins for the first minute or two, he told the press he would not be taking any questions regarding Antonio.
It's realistic.
Since the team had already released a statement, which we knew he was going to do. Hey, guys, any questions about this Miami game?
On Antonio's situation, both Antonio and his representatives have made statements, and so I'm not going to be expanding on any of those. They are what they are. We've looked into the situation. We're taking it very seriously, all the way through the organization. Sure, there are questions, but I'm not going to be entering into a discussion about that.
Okay. A-hole.
So we're out.
Bill, were you aware of the lawsuit when you signed Antonio Brown?
I'm not going to be expanding on the statements that have already been given.
Don't you think the fans deserve to hear a little more from you on
when we know more, we'll say more.
That, you know, could impact the team?
Yeah, I just said that.
Don't you think fans deserve to hear a little bit more?
When we know more, we'll say more.
Are you preparing to have Antonio Brown at practice today?
Yes.
And are you preparing for him to play on Sunday?
We're taking it one day at a time, just like we always do.
Are you preparing for the possibility that he could be on the commissioner's
We're preparing for one day at a time.
How much weight would the allegations against him weigh into whether or not you play him on Sunday?
Yeah, I appreciate all the questions, and that's what's been said has been said.
Bill, you brought up Randy Moss yesterday. Do you think that Antonio Brown will require as much attention as Moss did to get him in sync with the team?
Yeah, I didn't say that.
I'm asking you.
You did.
Yeah. It's a Randy Moss. I don't know.
You don't know if he'll require more attention?
No.
How difficult or frustrating is it to have a distraction like this right at the beginning of the season when you're...
Yeah, we're working on Miami. We're working on Miami. The rest of it is... We're on Miami.
Yeah, you've had bigger distractions before. Are you confident that this is not going to throw you off track at all?
We're working on Miami. Went through the scouting report, went through the game plan.
Can't do that.
We're going to practice for Miami.
Can't say that.
First of all, what Antonio Brown has said to you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm done with that. Okay. Anything else on Miami?
Done with it in one way, sir.
Any other questions?
Can you explain what you mean when you're done with it? I mean, we're just trying to find out if he said anything to you about his position and about the allegations.
Yeah, and I just answered that question.
Well, actually, you did.
Actually, I did.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks,
okay.
Everyone.
I mean, that was great. That was the way that ended, where it was like, actually, you didn't answer it. And he goes, actually, I did.
Thank you to the press for actually sticking to it and not letting him get away with that. He came off like a massive prick yesterday. And, you know, Patriot fans, go after yourselves. Because if it was anyone else, you would be pissed. And we talked about this at length with Ted Johnson. We talked to it at length yesterday. All he had to do was ask, like, we're on to Miami? No. You can't do that. We're on to Cincinnati was in a completely different situation.
That was a football deal.
That was
right.
A football deal. Yeah. Go screw yourself. You didn't want those questions? F you. He's a prick. Bill Belichick is a massive prick. And I don't keep Antonio Brown, keep him all season. But to act you smug a-hole about what's going on is unacceptable. unacceptable. It's infuriating. And you know what? Go and play with yourselves over Belichick all the time. He can do no wrong. And you know what? Tweet at the my non-existent Twitter and go have fun with that. What a jackass. Oh, we're not going to take questions. Good job, Stacey James. You're a hero. You sycophant. I mean, it was an embarrassing display yesterday.
I think the one major thing that he could have answered, because there are some things he can't answer.
No, he can't. Hang on a second. He can't say anything about the case, and he don't know what happened. That's fine. But you can't go, we're on to Miami. Like, you know, because you know what he thought? It's like, we're on to Cincinnati, like, kind of took off. Like, I'm going to sit here and be cute about it. No, you suck.
Well, there's certain questions that he can't answer, and that is, did you know about this before he was signed? And I don't see why you can't answer that, because I think that that is as fair of a question as you can throw out
either,
there.
Either way, we talked about this yesterday, too. Either way, he loses. If he knew and signed him, it looks bad. And if he signed him without knowing, that makes the organization look bad.
Let me just give you an example of... how to do this right. This is Matthew Slater. And
yeah, Slater came off as a legitimate human being.
And so did Devin McCourty.
He don't know what went on. But I mean, just act like a normal person. I'm not saying Antonio Brown's guilty. Act like a normal person. You're Slater.
I think that's important for both sides. You know, I think it's really hard to know the truth about situations that you're not directly involved in. And for you to try to speak to situations or speak to people that you know nothing about, I think is unwise. You know, I think you have to try to keep an open mind and treat situations as they come day by day.
I mean, awesome. I mean, but and he spoke like a normal, like somebody who actually understands the gravity of the situation, and you can't just write it off. It's bigger than football at this point. And Matthew Slater also continued by saying,
is it something that's talked about in the locker room, how big a distraction is something like this?
Respect that question. I really don't feel like that's something that I want to get into. I don't want to really get into that, what kind of distraction this is.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean,
he's, by the way, he looked not happy.
No, none of them are.
None of them. I'm just going
to
say.
They don't want to have to talk about this. Yeah, I mean,
no. He didn't look happy about not having to talk about it. He looked pissed about the situation. Jack, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I mean, Belichick.
All right. First of all, stop yelling. It's way too early. Go ahead.
He's damned if he does, and he's damned if he
doesn't. No, he doesn't know what's going on, but his smugness and his prickishness about just we're on to Miami is completely unacceptable. All he had to say is, what?
Is that something new?
No, and he's an a-hole. He's a piece of garbage a-hole.
Real quick, I have to interrupt because I think that it's what's being missed here is that, no, it's not anything new, but this is a different type of situation. This isn't a football question. This is a story about very serious charges that involve a woman being sexually assaulted. And I don't think you can flippantly turn into that guy who cuts off the press and doesn't sound like somebody who has any kind of semblance of sympathy towards the situation. That's why yesterday should have been different and dealt with more humane tone
And to say, I'm not going to answer questions about that, that's completely unrealistic. First of all, This is, and I talked to people yesterday. This isn't Chung with cocaine in his house. This isn't Josh Gordon getting busted for. This is a guy with a history of being a major psychopath, and that he's been accused of something. And of course, Bill Belichick doesn't know. I don't know. There's a lot of controversy if he knew or not. But of course, he can't weigh in on his opinion on it. But he can't be a smug prick like he was last night or yesterday. He can't. He can't. And I know you're a Patriots fan, and I know it kills you to admit it, but if you were a human being, you would agree. All right, we'll be back. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Channel.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's right. Watch us on Twitch. Tom Curran had a good article on NBC Sports Boston that that Drew Rosenhaus knew this was forthcoming.
Well, let's get to that.
Well, hang on. I want to take calls yelling at me, first of all.
Okay, we'll do that thing first.
I think Belichick, and I believe Belichick knew about this before it happened. I think that that's a lie, that he didn't.
Why do you think that?
Because they, you have to do due diligence. If Rosenhaus knew about it, how... Like, he's not going
to
tell you?
Well, that I mean, leads to what Rosenhaus, during Rosenhaus's appearance on ESPN, I'm not sure, watching him, that he told the Patriots.
Fine.
Which is reprehensible, too.
Let's play that, because Rosenhaus...
No, I want to take the calls.
Okay, well, then let's do that before we get to Rosenhaus.
Come on. I thought Belichick came off terrible yesterday.
Well, one time where he needed to act like a human being.
And I understand.
This is such a sensitive issue.
I understand that he can't say anything, and I'm not saying Antonio Brown is guilty by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not saying Antonio Brown is guilty. But, you know, news is news, and you have to address things sometimes. This isn't we're on to Cincinnati. I can't believe he goes, we're on to Miami. And by the way, congratulations to the reporters yesterday. I'm proud of you for not backing off. Don't back off again today. Do not back off again today. Brian, go ahead.
Fred, I don't know what you were looking for him to do. Did you want him to hold the reporter's hand and say, you know what, that's a very good question. Let's sit down and discuss it. He explained in the beginning of his press conference that he wasn't going to take any questions.
So that's cool?
And then the guy was badgering him with questions.
Hang on. So that's cool? That's cool with you?
Well, no. I mean, if he said...
No. But that's all right with you. That's all right with you. You're fine with that.
It really is. I mean, he came to talk about football. He said he wasn't going to talk about that.
Yeah, but this is a major story. CNN cut in from the Pentagon doing a 9/11 ceremony to show someone in front of the Gillette Stadium. So you're fine with that. You're fine with we're on to Miami.
I am, because in the beginning he said he wasn't going to make a statement about it. Statements have been made. He may not have enough information.
I didn't expect him to expound upon what happened. I expected him to be aware that these are going to be questions, and to at least act like Slater.
And by the way, Brian, there is some information that he did have. You said he doesn't have information. He knows whether or not he was aware of this before they signed him. And I thought that was one question that was asked that there's no reason he shouldn't have answered. Don't you agree, Brian?
That one. But again, he made a statement at the beginning.
Okay, so you're fine with it.
He wasn't going to answer any questions.
But that doesn't make it right.
Hang on. So you're fine with him just being smug and dismissing everyone's questions?
Yeah, I'm fine with him not saying anything about it until he knows everything that he wants to say.
No. He knows a lot.
Rich, say he doesn't know anything. You're just fine with the way he acted. You liked it.
No, it's
different when you act and you treat people like crap when it's a football related matter. But to just dismiss people from asking about a guy who's shown that he's not well mentally, and that these accusations came out, and I didn't expect him to expound upon if it was real or not, but I did not expect him to be a smug prick. You're fine with that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not fine with it, but I don't know what you were expecting him to say.
I expected him to act like a human being.
Yeah, I get you.
All right, thank you. I mean, you know, I know you guys are Patriots fans, but I mean, I can't believe he acts like that.
Well, I mean, as I said, this was a different case. I have no problem with him doing that. And when he's people
listen,
are asking
listen, he can
questions.
Do whatever he wants. We yeah. played the sound. Get yeah. your shine box. And blah blah blah.
And it makes me laugh, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't care. I just and I he can't give any. Do you understand how little I wanted him to do yesterday? He can't just comment on it.
Say the same things, but modify the behavior. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, more to your point, Rich,
I don't think he's a good person. I think he's a bad person.
Why is that?
I think he's based on the things he's done. There was a speech by a certain politician that basically flated him the other day. I think he's a bad guy.
Well, I
can't make that conclusion.
No, what do you mean?
I'm not willing to do that.
What do you mean a bad guy?
I think he's a bad person.
Okay. Well, I mean, expand
I don't think that's
on that.
Necessarily true.
Okay, I do.
Okay.
I don't think he's a good person.
In the work environment, and from what we've seen, the little we've seen of him in his personal life, he's different than he is on the job.
Nope.
And the way he acts on the job is different.
Nope. Not according to Ted Johnson. Nope. Nope.
What did Ted say?
That he's the same.
That he has no sense of humor, that he...
Yes. I mean,
Ted's experience with Bill Belichick is a little different than most.
Okay, it's his experience with Belichick.
I understand that. What I'm saying is...
And I think that the way he treated Ted makes him not a good person.
Again, football-based.
I don't think Bill Belichick is a good person.
Okay.
That's all. I don't. I think that he's a bad guy. And I have a... laugh.
I mean, the only reason is just it doesn't seem there doesn't. I don't know what
really?
You have
like,
to back
when,
it up.
When you're invoked on speeches from people that are obviously insane,
you can be cold. Like you can be cold,
okay,
and
wait,
callous,
okay,
but not
well,
a bad
well,
person.
Well, when the president invokes your name on speeches on numerous occasions, including this week, I think that he's a bad person. I don't think he's. I would not want to be around him. I think he's a bad guy. I think that he's a good football coach, but you know what? There's a lot of people that are good at things that are bad people.
All right. I think the president was saying congratulations to him for winning. He said the guys won a lot.
He wasn't congratulating
him for any kind of political stance he had or anything.
No, just, that was when he wrote the note to him and had him stand up there and he read the note right before the election. I think he's a bad person. I just do. And then you can come at me however you want. I'll leave Boston. I think I will.
You've been looking for a way out, and here it is.
I don't think he's tired
of the weather. Winter's coming.
I don't think
gone.
He's a good guy. And if he knew about this, he's not a good guy.
Well, okay, so let's get to that because that is a big deal. And Drew Rosenhaus was on ESPN yesterday, and he was being asked about, you know, like, when did you know about this?
The moment you learned about this, what specifically did you say to your client?
The moment I learned about the lawsuit, Antonio and I have been unfortunately anticipating this possibility. And what I want to emphasize is that Antonio takes these allegations very seriously.
No, he doesn't.
He is a loving father of five children,
Jesus.
Including a daughter. I wouldn't be doing this interview if I didn't believe Antonio. These allegations are false. He denies every one of them. I am very confident that his legal team has facts that will prove this. All we can ask for is that people keep in mind that this is a civil matter. This is not a criminal matter.
All right. Well, that's kind of a big deal because, first of all, he has a daughter, so he can't, like, commit any kind of crime.
I have a daughter. I'm perfectly capable of being a...
I think O.J. Simpson had a daughter, too, but what am I to say? But the fact that he knew that something was coming does beg the question. If he knew and Antonio knew, did the Patriots, were they made aware of all this before they signed him? And Rosen was asked about, the Rosenhaus was asked about that.
Do you know if the Patriots knew about these allegations ahead of time in signing him?
I'm not going to get into that element. I'm not going to get into my discussions with the Patriots or what may or may not have been discussed.
Okay, so...
By the way, Drew Rosenhaus with the Drew Rosenhaus T-shirt on.
He did have that. At least it wasn't a gi like he was wearing during the 60 Minutes thing.
The Drew Rosenhaus
amongst the 7-year-olds taking karate. But I mean, yeah, so either like one or two things happened. Drew Rosenhaus knew about this, which we know now, and didn't tell the Patriots, which I find that could be realistic. Like, why would you blow something that is so perfect in your chance to get a ton of money?
Sure.
Or he told the Patriots, But the Patriots looked at it and said, well, this is something that has no merit.
Or he told Belichick, and Belichick did not tell the Krafts.
Well, that's another third thing. But thinking about this, and the fact that nothing has happened with Antonio Brown, because yesterday is when the heat was the worst. And a day like today, it's a little bit less.
I think it is.
I think the Patriots now realize the value in riding the storm out. Think about it. Robert Kraft gets in trouble in Florida. Looks like it's the end of the world. He's not going to be at the banner ceremony. People are saying he might lose his franchise. They ride the storm out, and what happens?
That took a while to blow over,
okay,
though.
Okay, fine, but no one cares and anymore.
Also, I know, but it's different. This has to do directly with the on-field product, stuff that a guy that people are going to watch every week.
They were watching him already. We were waiting for him to implode in some way. And now, the day after he signed, these allegations come out. True or false? And again, I'm not saying cut Antonio Brown. I'm saying act like a effing human being. I don't know. You Patriots fans can get all over Bill Belichick and wet yourselves. I don't think he's a good guy. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Anything else on Miami? Any other questions?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, and I just answered that question.
Actually, I did. Thanks, everyone.
Okay.
Yeah, Belichick came off horrible yesterday, as we talked about Antonio Brown. I don't think he's a good guy. I have not thought that for a long time, but there you go. I've talked to players, former players, a lot of them not fond of him. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey. You want to know who I don't think is a very good guy? Sarge, he's not that good at the radio.
I thought you were going me. You fooled the call screener. Good for you.
I didn't even have the Sarge sound clip ready to go.
Well,
how blindsided we all were.
I
that was impressive.
Make fun of me.
Wasn't bad. Not bad.
All right. D.
Uh-huh. There you go.
I think we all needed that.
That was actually quite clever.
That was very good.
Mike, go ahead.
Yeah. Fred, you look for any opening to bash the Patriots as you know.
Yeah, rape charges and everything. Yeah, I'm really going out on a limb here.
It happens all across the league, Fred.
Okay.
These guys are all bad guys. And to call Belichick a bad guy compared to all these tool bags that are in the NFL, I mean... And with the Brown case, what would happen if you got accused of rape when you didn't do it? I mean, you have no sympathy for that possible case.
All I wanted Belichick to do was to talk like Slater did. And by the way, his former players aren't wild about Belichick either.
See, I disagree.
Well, the people I talk to aren't.
Well, I mean,
so
Troy Brown loves him. I mean, other players that we've had in studio. I mean, other than Ted Johnson, I can't think of.
I've listened to Rodney
Solak
Harrison.
Loves him.
I've listened to Rodney Harrison.
Rodney Harrison can't say enough great things about him.
Okay, I don't think that a lot of his former players like him.
See,
fine. You disagree. I talk to people and they don't. All right, but Mike, he's great. Anything he does is fine.
Well, I mean, yesterday you said that you shouldn't be talking about a case that's open.
That's fine.
So
I don't have a problem with that.
So what do you want Belichick to say?
To act like a human being and to realize that this is an issue and that he has to make a statement that...
He said it was an issue.
He said
that he was going to take it serious.
No, do you think he's taking it seriously?
It's not his job to.
It's not?
Well, I mean, it is kind of his job to answer. I mean, don't you think, Mike, that he should have answered whether or not they knew about these charges before they signed him? That's a question that he could answer that has nothing to do with the actual case specifics.
That's one I think he was right in sidestepping.
Everything else up, though.
No, it opens everything else up for what? Don't you think honesty is the best policy here?
That doesn't happen with him.
Well,
I mean,
and isn't that a problem? Like, you see, in this case, like, Fred and I disagree on him being a good guy, but in this case, I agree with him on yesterday was a day that he had to act like a normal human being because these are serious charges.
Okay.
See? There we go, Mike. You and I agree. There you go.
That's the, whether he
you
knew or not.
You think he's a good guy?
I don't think he's a bad guy.
Okay.
I think there's a difference. Like, I don't know him enough to call him a bad guy, but I do know that many of his players love him.
I don't know.
I've seen him arrive at a tailgate and said he's partying. What's wrong with that?
There's no reason for me to think he's a bad guy. Now, do I think he's surly? Oh, hell yeah.
Well, but there is a theory out there that Gronkowski would still be playing if it wasn't for Belichick.
But that doesn't mean he's a bad guy. It might mean that he runs a tough organization to play for.
I think based on his life, he's a bad guy. Scott, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're a bad guy.
Okay, why?
Well, Belichick, any of these guys, they can do whatever they want off the field. I don't care. I just want them to win football games. I worked 3 jobs, man, to pay my bills. I need it as a distraction. I don't care what any of these people do.
You know what your life is? It's exceptionally sad.
I'm not from this area, man. I came here 10 years ago. This is the greatest place on earth. I love New England. Don't like it, leave it. Stop trolling us, man.
Okay, your life is so pathetic that you invest. No. You're the only thing that you invest in is the Patriots football team.
You
live in Groundhog's Day. Every day is miserable. And the only outlet you have for every kind of human emotion is based on the success of the Patriots.
It's the most beautiful place on earth.
I didn't say it wasn't, even though you're insane to say that. And what is the beauty of New England have to do with Belichick?
It has nothing to do with Belichick. It's the area. If you don't like it here, leave.
I didn't say I didn't like it here.
Just get out.
Why?
If you don't like it, get out.
No. Why?
If you were in any other market, you'd be like, we got to run it like the Patriots. We got to do it like the Patriots, but because you're here, you can't come up with any material because you're not doing your job.
Yeah, we have no other material. All we do is bash the Patriots.
I don't think you're an organic sports fan. I don't think you really like
sports. I do like sports. You know what? How does life feel when your only outlet, your only passion is defending a team that could give a rat's ass what you do?
I just want them to play sports.
How many kids you got? How many kids? How many kids do you have?
I got 3 kids.
Why don't you focus on them, you piece of garbage?
See, you call people piece of garbage.
Yeah, you're a piece of crap. The only outlet you get for any emotion is getting on Twitter and reading about the Patriots, and that's what causes your outrage in your life? Oh, boy, you got to go to work. So does everyone else.
That's not a real job. You're not doing the real job.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe because I have talent. If this isn't a real job, then why don't you do it?
Give me an opportunity. We'll switch places.
I didn't get an opportunity, you piece of crap. I worked in Cumming, Georgia, where I had to turn on the goddamn radio station.
One week. Let's do it.
They're not going to put you on this station. Are you crazy? This station needs the revenue.
You give me 1 week and you'll see the ratings.
No, why don't you go? Why don't you go? Hang on. Why don't you go get an internship and then go and go to a small market and do a radio show?
One show.
No, that's not how it works. You go to a small market. Hey, will you let me talk for 2 seconds? Go to a small market. And do a
job. Will
you shut the F up for 10 seconds? Go to a small market, get on the radio, make a tape, and then go to radio stations and apply.
And then somehow get the lottery, get this job. Instead of being
this isn't the lottery, dummy. I've been doing this since I was 18. I've been doing this since I was 18. It's all I've ever wanted to do. So why don't you do it?
So why don't you have an appreciation for someone like, I don't know, Brady? The guy who was a
I don't care about Tom Brady.
Why would you have appreciation?
Why do you revolve your life around someone that would spit on you if they saw you on the street?
Who should I revolve my life?
You just called up and said I was a bad guy because I don't like Belichick.
No, because you troll people.
I'm trolling you with my honest opinion.
If you were in any other market, if you were in Detroit, go back to Detroit.
Oh, yeah. What are you in? Oh, yeah. 75 goes north, too. You know how many times in my career I've heard that? Where are you from? Where are you from?
Long Island.
Yeah, okay. So where? Kings Park?
Yep. When I grew
You're
up,
from
I
Kings grew Park? Puma, are you from Kings Park?
You know
You're not from Kings Park.
No, not from Kings Park.
Where are you from?
Selden, Long Island.
Oh, so Nassau County?
No, Suffolk County.
Yeah, so you're right by Kings Park.
I guess.
Yeah, you don't even know. Good geography major. You don't even know where you grew up. Go get a job in a small market. Intern at a radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.